Hey, y'all, it's Nakia coming to you live from backstage at ACL Weekend 1. We have the one and only legendary icon, Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel here with us. How's it going, Ray?
Hi, Nakia. So good to see you again and everyone here. It's little old home week right here.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of home, y'all have played every single ACL Fest since the beginning. I guess that's 23 years now.
Yeah. We only missed one because of rain or something.
Right.
We were scheduled, but it got started too late. And so we said, all right.
Yeah. Well, of course, it wouldn't be an ACL without y'all kicking things off. You've also got a brand new song out right now. We've been playing it a lot with Billy Strings, Riding High in Texas. How did you guys meet? When did that happen?
I was producing Jake Shimabukuro, the great ukulele player.
Nice.
And he had done a cut, and I had the mix that I wanted to play for him. So he was at ACL Moody, this before the pandemic, I guess, and played it for him. We became friends. And then he asked me to be his cellmate in his 10 minutes to it's a video he did.
Okay, gotcha.
It's on YouTube. It's called 10 Minutes, 10 Weeks in County.
10 Weeks in County.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm the old codger who's his cellmate. and so I'm in the cell with him sweating while we're for 2 days. And I said, hey, you get a chance. What an amazing guy. I mean, sure, we know he's a virtuoso, but
right.
He's on everybody. He takes the time out. He's with Del McCurry. He's with this record, that rotor, you know, with Molly Tuttle. He's just amazing. And the audience it's like the Grateful Dead for bluegrass.
Right. And, you know, who else have we ever heard of that would come to Austin and play one sold out show at ACL Live and then play another one the next night at Moody Center? And all of the fans were going to both shows.
And then he went down to radio to jam.
That's right. You know? That's right.
No, yeah. Billy is an inspiration.
Yeah.
And so when this song is a Peter Rowan song.
Right.
And I felt it was good. And our new singer, Ian Stewart, who grew up here, literally down the street from me.
Wow.
He grew up in the neighborhood. So, so it's the new version of Asleep at the Wheel. It's all younger because the old guys just can't handle that. I can, but, you know.
You can ride high in the passenger seat.
That's right, baby. They got to keep up with me, but it's wonderful because, as I said, when I came to Austin in 72, end of 72, folks our age couldn't play the Western Swing and the Boogie Woogie.
Right.
And now all these kids have come up learning it, and so it's wonderful, man.
Yeah, and it is really wonderful. I saw the taping that y'all did with Willie on the lawn at Long Center, and Ian did he might have sang that song that night, actually.
I think it was our first one, yeah.
And my goodness, he's got such a great voice, but a really great presence on stage. He just beams with joy when he's up there. Is that energetic for you? Are you able to kind of draw on that
Absolutely.
To help keep you going?
Man, that's what it's all about, is to have that energy to love what you're doing and be a an accomplished musician.
Right.
You know? And so that's what's up. And so there'll be another 10 years of Sleep at the Wheel, trying to make it to the 75th anniversary.
There you go.
We're at 55 years
now. You got to catch up to Whataburger. They're 75 this year.
55 years, it's really amazing. I never, ever envisioned when I started the band that I'd be on this bit long, you know.
Well, we're so glad you have, and we're so glad that you're still out here doing ACL Fest with us, and we'd love to have you come by the studio, pick some, and sign our new Sun Radio sign, and we got a brand new studio over on the east side. You're welcome anytime.
Well, listen, what can I say about y'all? Because this is what Austin is all about, is this kind of radio. It's the only place in town where you can hear the variety of music, not just Texas music, intermixed with Texas music, all of the Americana, all of the whatever. You tell me.
Modern rock.
Yeah, rock and roll, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
That's
I think
right.
I'll write that song. Can I? You name
you
it,
go.
We'll play it, by golly. and Beto, is that B? How do you spell that? I know. I saw that. I was going to say the derivation of that name is so unique.
Yeah.
Do you tell the story? No, he's going. Is my mic hot?
If we ever have a few cocktails late at night in a smoky bar, Mr. Benson, I will share the origin of B to the Dough.
If Benson's in the bar will be smoky.
Oh, yeah.
He will be riding high in Texas.
We're coming to the CBD bar tonight. But well, thank you guys, seriously.
Yeah.
Keeping great Texas music on the air. That's what's
thank
important.
You so much. So Tom Petty Day is coming up. We've been celebrating Tom Petty Day ever since Tom passed back in 2017. We do a full day where we play nothing but Tom Petty songs, heartbreakers, duets, covers, the whole deal. But we also have a concert with the Damn Torpedoes, the best Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers cover band ever, happening at Hotel Ella. And this year, you're going to be fronting the band for a song, maybe two songs. What can you tell us about it?
You don't know how it feels, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
man, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the point. Anyway, I just want to tell you, I didn't know Tom. I know Mike Campbell, but I read in his book that one of their first gigs was opening for Asleep at the Wheel.
That's right.
I had no idea because, you know, you never know who's, you know.
Back then, especially.
Oh, and, but what can I say? Yeah, I also, one year when Tom died, I did the song of his, Back Down.
I won't back down.
I won't back down on the ACL stage.
That's right.
And what can I say? You know, this was one of the greatest songwriters and rockers. Not only that, Sleep at the Wheel and was first our first Del Shannon Runaway.
Yeah.
Was a good friend of mine, and he co-produced our first demo that got us a record deal.
I did not know that.
And there is a Del Shannon record that Tom Petty,
that's right,
produced that is phenomenal.
It is,
because he was a huge Del fan, and I always so much respected for Tom for going out of his way to make the last Del Shannon record was the one made with him.
You know,
maybe
Tom
I'll do
did
Runaway
so much
maybe.
For the industry as well. You know, like he stood up to the labels and put a line in the sand several times about what artists could and couldn't do. And as somebody that's been a big advocate for musicians and songwriters over the years, yeah, I know that's also really important to you.
Yeah, and Nakia, and Mike Campbell, another genuinely legendary musician. He's not a shredder. He's not a thing. He's one of the most tasteful rock and roll guitar players around. And I know the Dirty Knobs is his thing now, and has been collaborating with a lot of people. But thank you for asking me. People, of course, I grew up on everything. Yeah, I started playing square dance. I played jazz. I played country music and rock and roll. And so I appreciate you including me. That's really
cool.
We're
so glad to have you. We can't wait to see you. It's October 19th at Hotel Ella. Tom Petty Day only happens on Sun Radio.